I think the thing that I'm really, in a way, most proud of is probably the town centre. Mm-hmm. I was involved in that, but let me say I was involved. It was a team effort, very much. In fact, everything in the town was a team effort. Nothing was designed by an individual. It's all a matter of feeding information from everybody. So if we don't necessarily take credit because the thing is architecturally good. It's a matter of whether it works or not, which is most important.
Sure.
And from that point of view, I think the town centre was the most successful part because it was produced against terrific opposition at the time. And I remember so well the opposition to it and the fact that at a public meeting, which we went along to, although we weren't allowed to speak as members of the staff, the public were allowed to say something, but we went along to this meeting, and I'm glad to say the public supported wholeheartedly the idea of a pedestrian centre, and that's how we got it in Stevenage. Otherwise, it would have been very much like the old Harlow Centre having to be pedestrianised later, which is no way to do a thing. And so that is one of the most important. The other things which I think were important were the contribution for the accommodation for the elderly, particularly the sheltered accommodation. I think some of those buildings are nice to look at,
yes,
and inside they're nice to live in, I think. I'm getting to the age now where I might maybe live in one day, and it would be nice, really, I suppose, to try it out. But I think as far as we could judge, we felt they were the right kind of building that people wanted, and we tried to make them homely, knowing that most people don't want to be institutionalised, but even so, they have to be eventually. Most of us have to be in one way or another. So I think that was a very successful part of our job.